KXEI presents Tejiendo Identidades, a mini program about the identity and culture of the people of Tucson and their work in that community. I'm your host, Nadia Alvarez Mejia, doctor in education and passionate about culture.
My name is Felicia Tagaban Gaskin. Right now, I am serving as a coordinator for school relations for the University of Arizona. It's a new position, and it's in partnership with Sunnyside Unified School District here in Southern Arizona.
Describe your identity.
I love to start out by sharing my tribal identity. My clans are Totochitney and Tachitney on my mom's side. And on my dad's side, I am Tlingit, which is a tribe from Southeast Alaska. And so on his side, I'm of the Wushtikon clan. I am intertribal and I'm also Filipino. And originally, I am from Phoenix, Arizona. I actually came here from Phoenix for the U of A when I started going to school as an undergraduate. But I definitely consider Tucson home in addition to my mom's home, which is in northern Arizona around the Four Corners area, and also my dad's place of birth and most of his residency back in Petersburg, Alaska. So even though I'm away from both of those communities, I definitely consider them a huge part of my identity in addition to the home and the love that I found for Tucson.
Back to your new position. I think that can be a good example to explain to the audience how your identity is connecting with the Tucson community.
It all started about 4 years ago. I started working for the district as a Native American Education Program Advisor. I started to see just the different successes and challenges of the Native community here in Tucson. And while I was very supportive in trying to create interventions to support the students, I definitely saw that so much more could and should be done. So after I completed that first year with the district, I kind of thought, well, I may not be able to participate as a full-time employee, but I'll definitely be back. But what ended up happening is the middle school principal that I worked for actually recruited me on. And she basically said, I support your work to get your master's, but I want to offer you a part-time position in the meantime. Like, you can flex the hours, you can come in when you can, but I need you to be here. And so the amazing thing was my focus shifted, where initially I was focusing mainly on the Native students. She tasked me with replicating my success with that population, with the entire student population at the middle school. So I really did go from a very narrow focus to doing some work that was more broad. And again, I stayed on, you know, communicating that my first priority was to finish my master's. And I almost stayed there the entire time. I worked there for about another year and a half. And then the position funding actually kind of dissolved. And so, of course, at that point, I was brokenhearted because I had really invested in the students and families that I was meeting, but also, too, in the district as a whole. And so even though I wasn't working for them, you know, full time or part time at that point, I always had this feeling that I was going to be back. And so in the fall of last year, right after I graduated with my master's, I actually approached the superintendent for the district and asked if there was room for me. Now, I, in the process, did start my doctoral program just this past fall, in fall of 2020. And I still was like, I want to get back to the district. I want to support those students and families. And so long story short, they made a position for me that is not only, you know, supporting the initiatives of the district, but it's also in partnership with the university's admissions and College of Education program as well. Between the three funding sources, I'm able to help more in a very intentional way of like building an Indigenous pathway to the U of A for Native students.
This has been Tejiendo Identidades. I'm your host, Nadia Alvarez Mejia. Production and editing by Gwendoline Hernandez. DJ Nenny G for KXCI Tucson.